USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats on Capitol Hill applauded President Trump's signing of a $2.3 trillion funding measure that includes $1.4 trillion for government spending through next September and $900 billion for pandemic relief. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying in a statement the signing of the bill by the president is welcome news for the 14 million Americans who just lost the lifeline of unemployment benefits on Christmas weekend. The House is set to vote on Monday to increase direct payments to $2,000 per person and $5,200 for a family of four on Monday. The director of the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation says authorities are still looking into the details of a Christmas Day explosion in Nashville.
Do we know what the device was or what was used? We do not at this time.
David Rausch says the evidence is being looked at by the FBI. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature. I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
All passengers flying from the UK now have to show they've tested negative for COVID-19 to come to the United States. The order from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention was announced Christmas Day and went into effect today. Passengers have to get tested within 3 days of their departure from the UK and provide documentation of their results to their airline. Chicago-based United Airlines says it's making same-day pre-flight rapid tests available to travelers at London's Heathrow Airport. China is continuing to punish whistleblowers for reporting on the coronavirus.
An independent Chinese journalist who reported from Wuhan at the height of the initial coronavirus outbreak has been jailed for 4 years by a Shanghai court Monday. 37-year-old Zhang Zana was found guilty of picking quarrels and provoking trouble. The offense is commonly used by Chinese government officials to target dissidents and human rights activists. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Five of the Nashville police officers, hailed as heroes in the aftermath of a Christmas morning explosion, are telling their story. Officer Jamie Wells has been with the department for 21 months. He explains why he went back in for one of his fellow officers.
This might not be politically correct, but this is my truth. I literally hear God tell me to turn around and go check on Topping, who was by herself down on Broadway. As I'm stumbling, because it rocked me that hard, I started stumbling. I just told myself to stay on your feet, stay alive. I couldn't hear, so I just lost temporary hearing in my left ear.
As far as why he went back to help fellow officer Amanda Topping?
I was God. I'm not going to shy away from that. I truly believe that that's what guided me in that sense, because I was literally getting ready to walk back toward that RV. I'm not going to shy away from that because that's what saved my life. That's what got me to see my kids and my wife on Christmas. Good to see you has a completely different meaning for me now.
Support for capitalism among young people grew from 59% in 2019 to 68%, according to a new Heartland Poll Institute. Chris Calgo with the Heartland Institute saying despite the increased calls for socialism by many on the far left, the vast majority of likely voters in the United States believe we should embrace a free market economy. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.